Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was Breslow. Ask directly about the Devers trade. And I got to be honest, Keith, you've made this point a bunch of times today. You're like, well, you can't like spike the football on other things when yesterday was about the deadline and your inaction, which I largely agree with.
Yeah.
That answer right there, he should have gone in a lot harder on that answer, I think. He should have been right. Like, we're winning games. We have roster flexibility. Like, he bit his lip on that one. Like, that's one where I think he had an opportunity to, like, lash out a little bit. I think he could have done something similar with Curtis today. Curtis this morning was asking him about, well, you know, you don't want to move prospects and, you know, you love your farm system and there's inaction, blah, blah, blah. I'm paraphrasing, but it was something like that.
Yeah.
And he should have been like, oh, like, I gave up for Garrett Crochet. Like, I would be in attack dog mode a little bit more if I were Breslow. And I would love to do that on his behalf if he did anything yesterday at the deadline. But the Devers trade to me, I never really connected it to the deadline. They saved a lot of money on the Devers trade.
Yeah.
I always connected that more to free agency. They weren't going to trade for a $30 million a year player. No $30 million a year players moved yesterday. They weren't going to take on that kind of salary. I never really connected yesterday to Devers. I don't feel any differently about the trade. Maybe you do because they flipped one of the prospects from the Devers trade. Or Chris's point this morning was, well, they could have got more for Devers and then they would have more capital to make moves at the deadline, which I understand on some level, but they had plenty of capital to get the guys that moved yesterday. They did. And they failed. I feel like there's a lot of attempting to connect this to the Devers trade yesterday. I don't think they applied. The Devers move was a good move. I think it's been proven to be a good move. Yesterday was a disaster. Those are separate.
Yeah, they are. And I guess if you want to tie the Devers trade in, if anything, I thought it'd be more likely they would make a move, meaning the excuse of John Henry wanting to add any kind of payroll. Not that this is the time that you add a lot of payroll, right? Like, that is definitely an off-season thing. But just that kind of hindrance, I think, was removed. Also, as bad as they might be, Kyle Harrison and James Tibbs are two extra minor leaguers to throw in the pile. And I'm not saying you keep any of those guys, but if you're the Red Sox, you're more likely to trade, let's call it, five minor leaguers away in maybe two different deals if you just acquired a couple of them earlier in the year. So, like, whether it was Kelly or Suarez, those are two very specific names that did get traded. They both get traded to teams you're competing with, and they were both traded from Arizona. If you called Arizona and you were like, hey, we'll take those two guys for like this potpourri of prospects, you could probably get it done. But you didn't, and that's why that's on Breslow. I also find it very odd that any GM, whether it be Heim Bloom or Craig Breslow, would be so adamant about hanging on to prospects, considering by the time those guys make the major league level, chances are you won't be here.
I'm telling you, people did not like Dombrowski's approach. That people did not like that he just gave away
winning a World Series.
Yeah, well, this is what I always say. I defended Dombrowski till the cows came home, and I thought I was onto something with defending Breslow too. And it turns out not so much. But
it was worth a shot.
Yeah, I mean, look, yeah. You can't win them all, Keith.
Yep.
But I would way rather. Like, the perfect GM is Theo to me, right? Like, he blended those two things perfectly. He drafted well, he developed well, he knew who to keep, he knew who to move, he was aggressive when he had to be. And so I think that's the perfect GM. Let's take something less than that. How many times are you hiring the perfect GM? You got to hire one or the other.
Uh-huh.
You got to hire the Dombrowski model or the Bloom model, the Cherington model. It turns out maybe the Breslow model. I'd way rather the Dombrowski one. And you're right.
I'd way rather that too. But I get, so maybe this is where John Henry comes in.
Trade these prospects every day of the week. You're not going to be around to see them when they get to the majors.
But John Henry has replaced Dombrowski with two anti-Dombrowskis.
Correct.
And so there's definitely, hey, our payroll is going to be 12th, not second. But I also look at it as that's apples to oranges. If you're talking about just money right now, Steven Matz makes more money than Joe Ryan. So, like, if it's just about bringing in payroll, you brought in more payroll than you should based off of the quality of player that Steven Matz is. So they weren't aggressive. Every other team around them was. And so that's just an absolute letdown. And you know it's going to be a letdown because each of the last 3 years, the trade deadline has been just that. And then it has seeped into Alex Cora. It has seeped into the rest of the team.
Get ready for it. They fell
apart. And by the end of it, they were playing meaningless games the final month of the season.
Yeah. So again, I'm not ready to blame Cora yet because they haven't gone into the tank yet. I think they will if you're asking me to predict it. And when they do, I'll rip Cora because he already started moping. He's already started it. He started it the second they got off the field in Minnesota. He probably moped on the plane ride. He moped at the birthday party yesterday. And he's going to infect the clubhouse with the moping all weekend when they probably get swept by the Astros. When it happens, we'll really rip him. But in the meantime, it's Breslow. And I'm with you, Keith. I blame John Henry for a million things with this team. The payroll is a joke. It should be top three in baseball every year.
Definitely.
It's not. So that's a joke. He's disinterested. He's an absentee owner. I don't think Werner and Kennedy are much better. I really, really don't blame him for much of what went down yesterday. As Mass Live reported, they had $10 million to take on before they got to the luxury tax. So I think Henry would have stepped in there. They weren't going to take on $11 million in payroll. But the guys who moved yesterday weren't going to put you in that territory. And I put that on Breslow. I defended him a lot. It'd be easy for me to worm out of it and blame the ownership the direction of the franchise.
This is squarely on Breslow.
Breslow failed miserably yesterday. And somehow, it also seems like he overpaid for the trash they got. I've said this a couple of times today. But Kylie McDaniel at ESPN, 97 prospects moved at the deadline. The Red Sox traded away the 7th best one, the 17th best one, and the 27th best one. They somehow traded all those guys and got nothing to show for it.
I was going to say, now rank the major leaguers that got traded and where were Dustin May and
Maybe
Mats.
The two worst.
Yeah.
It's I don't care they traded prospects. I'm not crying about trading Blaze Jordan or James Tibbs the third.
No.
Or whoever the other guy is. I already forgot his name. I don't care at all they traded him. But if you're going to trade him, at least get something to show for it. They didn't even do that.
Yeah, it's a mess. And now Breslow looking to be more and more like Heim Bloom. Like, Heim Bloom, for all his faults, did get Kyle Schwarber out of deadline. So if you look at the last five deadlines, that is far and away the best move. He also, we didn't love it at the time, but he traded Vasquez for Willy Abreu. Also seems like a move. So maybe, like, identifying some sort of talent there. He identified a minor leaguer, and then he also traded away a guy that was kind of done.
Those are very different kind of moves. I mean, one was selling. So I always felt Bloom could sell and add prospects. I never questioned that. I just didn't like that approach at the deadline.
It's also funny, too.
But the Schwarber move, you're 100. He made a better move at the deadline than Breslow has even thought about doing, never mind actually executed.
And to continue the comparison, Bloom was told you have to trade Mookie Betts, and he got an absolute awful return. I was almost swore. He got an absolutely terrible return. Craig Breslow comes in. I did.
You caught yourself.
I did. I saved myself there. Self-edit. But then they trade away Chris Sale, right? They're like, hey, you got to trade away Chris Sale. What did he get? You have Vaughn Grissom. So like, that's another one where it's like,
it's true.
Star player, got nothing in return. So Breslow really has the Garrett Crochet trade and the Chapman signing. Chapman signing is good. But you could also argue that Heim Bloom found these like 30 home run guys Hunter Renfro and Adam Duvall and Tyler O'Neill.
He traded for Narvaez. Traded for Narvaez.
Yep.
Do we give him credit for signing Bregman or not?
So I don't know.
That's a tricky
one. At this point, no.
honestly, maybe not.
Maybe not, no.
Cora's such a worm. He'll take credit for signing Bregman, and then he completely distanced himself from the trade deadline.
Bailing everything else, yep.
By the way, I'm not going to play you the full Ken Rosenthal. We played it earlier. It was pretty good. A feeble attempt at Joe Ryan. How did... little teeny tiny Kenny Rosenthal.
Yeah.
How'd you grade the Red Sox at the trade deadline yesterday?
Epic fail.
Epic fail is how he did it. It was shout out DA.
There's no real two sides of that. That's just pretty cut and dry.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Bad day for my guy. Sad day for my guy.
Sure.
And it feels like it's about to get real ugly there this weekend. It was ugly for him this morning on the Greg Hill Show.
But I also think if you look at the what makes it even worse and why I agree that it is the epic fail, for lack of a better term, there are currently, what is it, 6 playoff teams, right, in the American League.
Yep.
And so the ones that are there right now, and then if you even want to go down 2 more, 7 and 8. Out of the 8 best records in the American League, the Red Sox did the least amount.
Correct.
Every other team helped themselves more than the Red Sox.
So one more time, I'll recap those. Here's what the teams around them did. I cut Cleveland, who's technically ahead of Tampa, out of this because Cleveland sold. But these to me are the teams that did the most additions in the AL, and then the Red Sox are at the bottom of the list. Toronto added Shane Bieber. Detroit got Kyle Finnegan and Charlie Morton. We joked about Charlie Morton. I really wish they got Charlie Morton, genuinely.
Yeah.
And I thought that was like...
we laughed at it.
The basement type of move they would make. I would have mocked it if they got him.
Would you rather start Cooper Criswell, Dustin May, or Charlie Morton?
In retrospect, kind of wish they got Charlie Morton.
Yep.
Houston got Carlos Correa. I think that's an overrated move.
Yeah.
But it's still way better than anything the Red Sox did.
He's one of the few guys on this list that I didn't want. Everybody else over like, why
Correa,
did they get on him?
Correa, I'm good. I could see it working in Houston, but we should acknowledge he's been garbage.
Oh, he stinks.
He's been garbage the last few years. But it's still better than what the Red Sox did.
Yep.
Yankees got Bednar and Doval, 2 closers, 2 high-end bullpen arms.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle got Suarez and Naylor, 2 bats. Suarez already helping them win. Texas got Merrill Kelly. They outmaneuvered you for Merrill Kelly.
Yep.
And even Tampa, who I thought yesterday when we got off the air was going to sell, added Griffin Jacks, who you saw in the Minnesota series, 97 miles an hour setup guy.
Yeah.
And Adrian Houser, who's a better starter than what you got.
And even the Yankees, not that they added great position players, but they added some more depth around it. Like, yeah. They had McMahon, they added an outfielder. Like, not great players, but like the Red Sox didn't add anybody.
McMahon, who's the guy? They got somebody from Tampa,
they
actually,
did.
Who swipes like a million
they
bags.
They got an outfielder there. But like, okay. And then not to mention some of the National League teams that were very aggressive, like the Padres and the Mets and the Phillies.
Oh, the
Dave Dombrowski.
No, the NL. See, that's why I say around the Red Sox, I do think what the other AL teams did is a little overrated. It doesn't mean it's bad. It's way better than what the Sox did. I think it's a little overrated. You're right. All those teams, though.
That's what I'm saying. So
Padres,
it's like,
Phillies, Mets, those teams significantly upgraded.
So just factor in all of the players that move teams that are going to help a playoff race. So it wasn't like a year where, only 2 or 3 guys got traded. They went for a crazy ton of prospects. And like, what were you really going to do? No. There's plenty of guys that moved teams yesterday.
So, look, I still think I'll take Breslow every day of the week over Bloom, but it's a lot closer to Bloom than I thought.
Yep.
I'll grant you that today, because yesterday was wildly disappointing. George is in Rhode Island. Hello, George.
Yeah. I wanted to say I'm different from – I don't understand why you and a lot of callers are so negative about this. I don't – okay, you don't – they're not – he did the best job he could.
It's
a hard job.
I
don't get why
he did
you
worse
guys
than,
think it's
He did worse than every other GM that added in the American League. Yeah, got to do the best he could do.
29 other people have the same job.
George, I just gave you the list. We literally just gave you the list.
Are you related to him?
What if they go on winning streak? What are you going to say
then? Then we'll give
them
credit.
We're
going
to say yes.
Okay, good.
What if they don't, George? What are you going to say?
Well, what if they do and they have to?
Okay,
we'll say,
it worked out and they're going to be fine. I'm asking you, what if they don't? What if they, like every single August, go in the tank and then miss the playoffs? What will you say then?
Can I ask them one question?
Well, answer the question, then ask your question. Yeah. Answer the question.
Answer, then question.
All right. I don't know what I'll say. I'll be disappointed, of course. But can I ask them this? Why didn't nobody talk about that Kyle Harrison guy we got from San Francisco? Yeah, he's starting next week, I heard.
I've stopped talking about it.
Nick, do we have an update?
The guy is drunk.
Do we have an update on Kyle Harrison?
I actually looked it up.
Oh, you did?
I looked it up.
He was scheduled to start today, so he actually could have started tonight instead of Cooper Criswell.
If I'm not mistaken, he's a 4.78 ERA in Worcester. That's come down.
What is it now?
That's, I believe, 4.78.
Well, it's a hitter's ballpark.
Well, actually, that's what his career average?
Yeah, he's right around it.
I've stopped.
Ball flies out of.
I don't know if you noticed.
Park.
I've stopped referencing his name quite a bit.
Did that guy literally call in to be like he has a hard job?
Yeah,
like he has a hard. Like, don't criticize him. He has a hard job.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what Breslow said last night too.
That's a tough job.
He did the best he could.
That's even better. Yeah. He tried really hard. Did the best he could.
Well, then he stinks.
In Worcester, he has a 4.78 in 6 games.
That's what I just said.
You know? I'm just verifying.
Yeah, confirming. Yeah. He's just confirming. Nick confirms Jones' stats.
I confirm Jeff Pass's report that they traded for somebody.
His name came up. Did another caller bring him up? I forget. Or did we read it?
I just mentioned that you added another guy.
When you said his name,
that you could maybe trade.
I was like, what is he doing? Nick hasn't.
He actually did come up earlier today.
Yeah. Okay. His name came up, and I'm like, Nick hasn't mentioned him in a while. Maybe he's pitching really well, because Nick was throwing all his bad starts in my face when he started.
I mean, he has been pitching better than the starts I was throwing in your face, but that's still not good.
I was like, maybe he's actually been nasty. Nick isn't throwing it. No, 470.
He is not. Patterson, Hicks. They both suck.
Yeah,
that guy was on it early.
Really, he knew.
Yeah, he knew. Sniffed it right out.
Now I'd still trade.
Sniff.
I'd still trade Devers. I still think they made the right move there.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that doesn't do you much good at the trade deadline yesterday. 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line here for Jones and Keefe. You can also stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2:00. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. Live from Fenway Park is where they'll be today, leading you up to the Red Sox and the Astros. A nice weekend sweep for the Sox tonight. Stay tuned for it on WEEI. I will get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
In a world where sports talk is never enough, where the unexpected lurks around every commercial break, two voices dare to break the rules. Jones, Keefe. When the clock hits 1:30, logic ends and chaos begins. It's not news. It's not sports. It's something in between. This is Grab Bag. Only on WEEI. You never know what's coming next.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Red Sox, first game after the deadline and their first game in the month of August, which has been a tricky month for them over the recent years.
I'll say.
They will go up against Alex Cora and Alex Bregman's former team, the Houston Astros. They come to Fenway tonight. Now, the game's on Apple TV Plus. So if you want to, if you don't have that, WEEI's got you covered. That's right.
They got you.
Rather than fumbling around looking for it on Apple Plus, you can listen to it right here. 7:10 first pitch, 6:10 pregame here on WEEI. Cooper Criswell will get the start for the Sox opposite Hunter Brown, who's 9-5 with a 2.54 ERA for the Stros.
Yeah. I already bet the over on his strikeouts. I did that this morning. I bet the over on his strikeouts. By the way, you mentioned their struggles in August.
Yeah.
August 1st today.
It is.
The Red Sox have not had a winning record in August since 2019. They were 14-13 that year.
Yeah, barely.
I don't know if I want to blame him, meaning Cora, for 2020. He wasn't around, although that's kind of his fault.
That is on him.
2021, they were 12-16. They actually made the playoffs that year, went to the ALCS.
Yeah.
2022, same, 12-16. They were 13-15 in 2023, and again, 13-15 last year in 2024. So
outlook not great.
Not looking good for the pouty Red Sox and their manager.
The IRS finally caught up with Grab Bag.
Is that new?
The Sportsbook Rhode Island Rich Keefe Pick of the Week is in.
Oh.
Astros money line.
Yep.
Hunter Brown to go six innings.
Oh, six innings.
Now going over outs.
Oh, okay.
17.
Got it.
And a half outs.
Yeah.
I think it is. And because it's against his former team for the first time, give me Alex Bregman over 1.5 total bases.
What's the juice on that?
Plus 609.
Nice.
That kind of rings out true, doesn't it?
609.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like that one. You like that one?
Real good.
Okay.
Strong.
Grab Bag. When he's kissing
you. Hall of Fame game last night, the first NFL game of the season. The LA Chargers blew out the Lions 34-7 behind Trey Lance. 13 of 20, 120 yards, 2 touchdown passes. I was shocked.
He looked good. Trey Lance looked good, Keith. How much of this did you watch, in all honesty?
Not a lot, although when I heard DJ Ogulele came into the game, I spit my beer out because I was like, that's one of the worst college players I've ever seen in my life. I was even in a camp.
How many different schools did he play at? It was Clemson.
3.
It was Oregon State.
Florida State.
Oh, did he end at Florida State?
I think he started at Clemson, ended at Florida State.
He was like
an Oregon State in between.
The number one prospect in the country.
And every time he started, he was horrible.
Yeah, he was really
a bad player.
So how much of it did you watch?
Not much.
Okay, so I watched the first drive. I watched Trey Lance. I'm like, I want to see Amarian Hampton. I want to see what he's doing out there. He wasn't out there for the Chargers' second drive, so I shut it off. But you know what I saw, and I don't think this is anywhere else in Grab Bag, it is my mistake.
Oh, go ahead, please.
You see your robo-refs last night?
Those robo refs.
Yeah, spotting the football. For the down and distance, they did like almost like the tennis Hawkeye technology.
Finally.
And so, yeah, it was pretty quick.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty, it seemed pretty good.
You liked it a little bit.
Yeah.
What are we going to do tomorrow night, Rain?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the
Grab Bag.
Mikal Bridges signed an extension with the Knicks.
This annoyed me.
4 years, $150 million.
This annoyed me, and it has nothing to do with how much he's getting overpaid.
Okay.
Don't know what the f*** they're doing.
I was like, Shams, could you sit out? He did this like right in the middle. It was like 5:55.
You're like, not now, dude.
It was like, hey, Shams, we're trying to figure out if Joe Ryan's actually been traded or not. Could you butt out for a minute? Like, wait like 6 minutes. Wait a half an hour.
He couldn't do it.
If you could just, take a moment, take a beat. We're trying to stick with baseball news here. Shams, get out of my face.
I know. That was tough. That was tough to watch.
I'm a genie in a
Grab Bag.
Baby, come on and let me out.
This weekend, it is SummerSlam.
Oh.
Summer two-night affair from MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Tomorrow night one. Here are the matches, Jones.
Okay.
Tell me how you feel about these.
All right.
The champion, Tiffany Stratton, taking on Jade Cargill.
Oh, I like that.
The wife of Brandon Phillips.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, she's Brandon jacked. Phillips?
That dude, BP. Brandon Phillips, former baseball player, is
briefly on the Red Sox.
Correct. Married to Jade Cargill, nice. Who's like jacked. Randy Orton and Jelly Roll.
Oh, Jelly
Roll. Versus Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul.
Oh, I think I got Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul.
I don't know how Jelly Roll's going to do.
I'm a little concerned
about how Jelly Roll's going to do in this, but hey.
What state is this in?
How to get certified?
Oh, yeah, you said that. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
In Jersey.
Okay, good.
The World Heavyweight Champion Gunther versus CM Punk.
Okay.
Women's Tag Team title.
Yeah.
The Judgment Day, Raquel Rodriguez and Roxanne Perez versus Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss.
Oh.
Roman Reigns and Jey Uso versus Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed with Paul Heyman.
Oh.
And then Sami Zayn versus Karrion Kross in a singles match where, here's the stipulation.
Yep.
If Kross wins, Zayn has to say the words, Kross was right.
Oh.
If Zayn wins, Kross must say, I was wrong about Zayn.
Oh, man, I should have had those stakes on Breslow at the deadline. That's what I should have
had. We should start doing stipulation takes.
We should.
That's what we got to do.
You want to get in on Christian Yelich in the Home Run Derby? Maybe we can test some
What's the take stipulation?
Some stakes for that.
Night two.
Night two, John.
Okay, stop. Okay, there's still six more matches. Undisputed WWE Championship. It's a street fight.
Oh.
John Cena, the champion, versus Cody Rhodes.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about this one.
Triple threat match for the women's world title. Naomi, who's your current champion, versus Rhea Ripley and Io Sky.
Okay.
A no disqualification, no countout, last chance match for the women's intercontinental champion, Becky Lynch versus Lyla Valkyria. If Lynch wins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is a stipulation.
Yeah.
If Lynch wins, Valkyria can no longer challenge for the title for as long as Lynch is the champion.
Okay.
Solo Sikoa, the champion.
They should do that more. I already beat you.
Yeah, right. I'm not fighting you again.
I'm not fighting you again.
I'm done with that. For the WWE U.S. title, Solo Sikoa versus Jacob Fatu in a steel cage match.
Nice.
A singles match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship, Dominic Mysterio versus AJ Styles. And finally, Jones, a six-pack tables, ladders, and chairs match for the WWE Tag Team Championship. The Wyatt Six, which are the current champions, versus Andrade and Rey Fénix, DIY, Fraxium, Motor City Machine Guns, and the Street Profits.
Wow.
How much of this are you going to watch?
That's quite a match. Probably none of it.
Okay.
I do like this suggestion, though.
I don't know. It's going to be pretty good.
From Dice on the text line. He says, Jelly Roll, early nomination for Haas of next week.
Oh, if he wins.
If he
wins
his
match.
Let's put a stipulation
on it. All
right,
if he wins.
Let's go full wrestling for stipulation
Jelly Roll.
You win.
Great.
You're Haas of the week next week, Jelly Roll.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keith grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keith grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Blah, blah. 93.7. Jones and Keith grab back. Jones and Keith grab back.
All right, a couple of movie items here. One, I saw the movie Together. I mentioned that with Greg yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Alison Brie, Dave Franco. It's a body horror. 91% currently on Roddy T's.
Wow.
By the critics. The critics really like it. I would say it was good. I thought it was good. If you like that kind of horror, I think that turns off a lot of people. Like The Substance.
I was just going to say.
See that, the Demi Moore movie well, Substance?
No, but I'm aware of it. So it's in that vein, though.
Yeah,
you thought
yeah,
about
yeah.
watching it.
No, not even.
I think when it's out streaming, I think it'd be worth a rip. And speaking of streaming, Final Destination Bloodlines, which has gotten rave reviews, some are calling it the best Final Destination movie, is going to be on HBO Max starting today or tonight. So that'll be some weekend viewing for the people out there.
Nice.
In theaters this weekend, The Naked Gun. Mm. They're bringing it back. Liam Neeson. I also saw, and I don't know if I got on Twitter, Liam Neeson and his co-star Pamela Anderson, are they an item now?
Oh.
Or is that just a bad tweet?
They're a
I don't
thing?
Know. I don't know. It might be.
Oh.
It looks pretty good, though. You like The Naked Gun movies?
I do. I don't know that I'm going to watch this one.
I don't think OJ's in this one.
No. I'll have to double check.
Posthumously.
Yeah, I don't think he's watching it.
No, probably not.
No.
Maybe he's watching it from, or he's looking up.
He's looking up and watching it, for sure.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly.
He's looking up at the success of The Naked Gun.
Every day that I'm in making grab bag.
Are the Red Sox currently in the playoffs?
Yes, but.
Yes, but.
Probably not by Monday.
No.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Jones, do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well, Giants didn't play yesterday, so it remains the same. They are not a playoff team. He has single-handedly sunk the team. They have the worst record in baseball since the trade and the worst offense.
This is not going to be as fun to update every day now that the Red Sox did diddly squat at the trade deadline.
Also true.
It's much less fun, but they are now sub 500, 54-55 on the year.
Not great.
Bag.
This just into the news desk. The 2027 Major League Baseball All-Star Game has a host city and stadium.
Boston and Fenway Park.
Second oldest. Mm. Not the oldest, the second oldest. It's going to be Wrigley Field in 2027.
That's
you like
fun.
That?
Yeah.
You like it in Wrigley?
I like that.
Yeah.
You ever been?
I have.
I have not.
Brag. I have. I have been to a game in Wrigley. Great little outside area there. And yeah, that's cool. I have no problem with that.
All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in
grab bag.
You want some betting updates as it relates to futures after the baseball trade deadline?
Oh, boy.
The San Diego Padres entered Thursday's deadline with a plus 3,500 odds to win the World Series, and they promptly moved to plus 2,500. Not bad.
Okay. Kind of overpages to get to plus 2,500.
Yeah.
Like Preller, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I guess. But then after acquiring Mason Miller and JP Sears from the A's, they moved to plus 1,600. Oh. And then they got Ryan O'Hearn and Ramon Laureano. And then they moved up even further. So they moved up to that. So they're now plus 1,800 to win the whole thing, plus 1,200 to win the NL pennant.
Oh, okay. So that is
significant. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, man, that's a lot just to move to 2,500.
No, it was like entering the day, then it slightly moved up. Then they added like two guys. They kept adding guys, and it moved up even more.
Wow.
Don't have the official numbers in front of me, but the Mariners took the biggest jump for the American League.
Any idea what happened to the Sox?
I think
they're
still favorites to make the playoffs.
Turp said this morning, minus 170 to make the playoffs, which is honestly
nuts. Seems a little strange to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably shouldn't be.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Good day for that one.
It was a light night across the Major League Baseball yesterday, but let's find out who the best Major League Baseball performer was from yesterday. Jones, was it Cole Young? 2-for-4, home run, 2 RBI, 2 runs. Was it Ellie De La Cruz? 3-for-6, home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it Ozzie Albies? 4-for-6, 2 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it George Kirby? 6 scoreless innings with 6 Ks and his 6th win. Sign of the Beast.
Mark of the Beast.
Mark of the Beast.
Stood sure. out.
Yeah. Or was it Carlos Carrasco, who grinded for a quality start? 6 innings, 3 runs, 5 Ks.
You know what? I don't think we've had Ellie De La Cruz all year.
Yeah, give it to Ellie.
Give it to Ellie.
Give it to Ellie De La Cruz.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, since we're back in our studios, I will take over random player today. I'll give Nick the day off. He can come back Monday when we're down at Gillette again for training camp. So
gotcha.
I will take over today.
You're getting bumped to Monday like Garrett Crochet.
That's fine.
Yeah. Monday or Tuesday is what they said with the Crochet. All right, we have a former Astros. The Red Sox are playing the Astros. He also played for the White Sox, Brewers, Marlins, and Rangers across a 14-year career. He was a left fielder and first baseman, it says.
Not Berkman.
Not Big Puma. Although, good player, 3-time All-Star.
This guy?
Yes, 2-time Silver Slugger. Broke into the majors, 1999. Retired after the 2012 season.
He started with the Astros?
He started with the White Sox, then went to the Brewers, went to Texas, went to Houston, where he was an All-Star for them. As well as Milwaukee, I believe.
An All-Star in Milwaukee.
Yep. And Houston. And then ended his career with Miami.
Carlos Lee.
He got it!
We've gotten the 2 Lees.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
A couple of Lees. Nice one.
Nice.
You can't throw a Lee past Nick.
No.
Derek and Carlos. Got them all.
Carlos Lee, Cliff Lee, Derek Lee.
Did you get a book on the
Lee Stevens,
Lee Tinsley?
Lee Smith.
Lee Smith. Good one.
Yeah, sure. Mount Rushmore Lees.
Brooks Lee, two homers off the Red Sox
the other
one.
Day. Yeah. All right. Any other Lees?
You're out.
No, I mean, I exhausted most of the Lees, I think.
I think you did a pretty good job.
It's a lot of Lees. Two-time Silver Slugger. MVP finishes of 17, 18, and 19th place.
Real consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll sock you 25 to 32 home runs.
Oh, yeah.
358 career home runs. For
Carlos Lee or Derek Lee?
Give me Derek Lee.
Yeah, I take Derek Lee, too. It's hard to find a first baseman who's going to swipe your bags in fantasy.
And pick it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
Derek Lee would.
You'll get a ton of points for that, at least in my leagues.
Three-time
batting
gold
title, too.
You won your batting title. Oh, yeah. Three-time gold glover. Finished third in the MVP that year.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hunter Pence was a good guess. I didn't think that name.
Hunter Pence, not bad.
Yeah, Hunter Pence, good guess.
2005, Derek Lee with two Rs.
Yep.
He hit .335, had an OPS over 1,000, had 50 doubles, 46 bombs. 15 swipes.
I'm telling you. That's a guy.
And won the gold glove.
That's like a fantasy cheat code right there. Your first baseman's getting you 15 swipes.
How did he not win the MVP?
Pujols. What year was it?
Pujols. 05.
Yeah, well, those are great numbers now. In 05, yeah. We're like, eh.
Yeah, but Pujols only hit 41 home runs. Andrew Jones finished second at 51 home runs. They were in the bag for Pujols. He had a big war, though.
Yeah.
Big war. Big juicy war.
They're voting on reputation at that point in time. Yeah.
That's crap. Derek Lee, they owe you one. He did get one first place vote,
okay,
which I assume was by the Cub writer.
Well, they do. They owe Derek Lee one.
Stan Lee. Thank you, text line.
Oh,
go
great
Stan.
One.
Stan's got
to
be.
He's got to. Has to be in there.
Stan Lee's got to be in there. Yeah.
Psycho fan Lee from Tenacious D.
I wouldn't put Lee Harvey Oswald in there, but I would say he didn't kill the president. I know it's a lot to unpack on a Friday afternoon, but.
But like an
innocent of that.
If you were going to do like an infamous Lee Mount Rushmore.
Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, he's on there. Yeah, no, for sure. I'd put him on there too.
Yeah.
So there you go. That is the random ball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag. Jones and Keith. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons live from Fenway Park. You got Fitzy. You got Hart. You got Ted. We'll wrap things up with the clip.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days. Ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Door next.
It's obviously time for our clip du jour, but real quick, Jones, there was something, and I'm sure after the afternoon show will have more on this. Bob Nightingale
on this is brutal.
Teams, basically, teams hate dealing with the Red Sox. Quote, when you talk to GMs around the game, they say it's very tough to deal with the Red Sox and Craig Breslow in particular.
Don't love that. Tough look for my guy, Brez.
Yeah, that's not good. What a mess.
Like when all, because they're all these organizations are run by like these same. I heard Jacob Boston yelling about this today. These Ivy League dweebs, They're all run by him, pretty much. I mean, maybe Dombrowski's an outlier there, but they're all pretty much the same. When all the other Ivy League dweebs are like, I can't deal with this guy. That's not great.
No, that is when you replace one with another and now you're having the same problems.
Yeah.
Maybe it might be time for a change. But speaking of Breslow, let's get to the clip du jour, which I know you're ready for.
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
So glad you asked. Clip of the day. Craig Breslow made his weekly appearance on the Greg Hill Show's The Front Office Report at the stroke of 9 o'clock this morning. Greg's show was on remote. They were down in Fall River. So he had a live studio audience for him to introduce Craig Breslow.
Guys, Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox. Hi. Good morning. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
Yeah, the best morning. I love this morning. This morning has been so, so good.
Well, let me tell you. And it was like, I was listening to that live, as were you, Keith. And like, randomly, you would just hear the crowd after questions because they grilled him pretty good. I wouldn't say Breslow gave them much, but that's not their fault. I think they asked pretty direct, pointed questions.
Right.
And you'd hear the crowd be like, yeah!
Get him!
Got him!
Yeah, approval rating probably 0%.
Should we have more?
Because you were on his side. You were one of the few people defending the guy until yesterday.
I thought he was going to do something. I mean, shame on me. I thought he'd do something yesterday.
The meme of the guy, the stick.
Come on, Red Sox. I saw that a lot yesterday.
Do something.
Go ahead and do something.
Do anything.
Should we do that more, Keith? Should we have more of our interviews with a live audience?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Just like a few people on the other side of the studio. We have to go.
Great question! Like, boo.
All right.
Bad take.
For Curran and Bradfo.
Yeah, they go nuts for those guys. That'd be great.
Never mind.
Pure hoops?
Never mind. Pure hoops. Yeah, you get peppered real good.
They go wild for pure hoops.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mac Hollins eventually on Patriots Monday and Friday? Or have we said too much?
Might be too much.
Aaron, earmuffs.
Walk it back.
Anyway, so there you go. That is our clip du jour.
Yep.
Each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. The guys are over at Fenway today.
Nice.
Crossover would have been brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You visit the Nines Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the Crispy Fried Twin Catch with North Atlantic Cod and Crispy Shrimp for just $14.99. You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Ted. Everybody have a great weekend, including you, Red Sox. I can't imagine it's going to go well. We'll recap how it went on Monday. We'll get you a dork minute as well. Monday at 10 here on WEEI.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.